Okay, so please interrupt me if you want to indicate where we still have to add a paragraph in a chapter. Okay, we are at chapter 6, the European Agreement on chapter 6, European Inland Waterways Network, and then we had agenda item 6A, the European Agreement on Main Inland Waterways of International Importance. There we approved the amendments by consensus. It was an adaptation on the proposal of the government of the Czech Republic. So that's very factual correct. And indeed, we requested the secretariat to transmit the amendments to the depository in accordance with the procedure. So any comments to paragraph 35? No. Then we are at paragraph 36 concerning the inventory of main standards and parameters of the e-waterway network, the Blue Book. Actually, that's more or less the same as paragraph 35. So I suppose that this leads not to comments.
Unless anybody else has additions.
Yeah, but I don't see any comments. Then we are at paragraph 37 on the inventory of the most important bottlenecks and missing links in the e-waterway network, our resolution 49, revision 2, where it stated that we indeed approved the draft amendments, which were already discussed in the June session. So I don't see any remarks for chapter 6.
This is a also later. Chapter 6?
No, this is additional to chapter 3, because we discussed it the next day.
Okay, yeah. Then some other paragraphs on chapter 6, but were discussed yesterday. 38,
This is for agenda item 2. This is chapter 3.
Okay, now I understand. It's under agenda item, under chapter 3, but it was discussed yesterday, so that's why it's there is a chronology in the document. Mm-hmm. Okay. Indeed, we approved the draft proposal for the collection of information on national activities, measures, and plans to reduce greenhouse emissions from inland waterway. So I think that's factual correct. No one wants to compliment on that. Okay. Then we also had some continuation of the workshop, and there indeed, paragraph 39, we did not identify any conventions or legal agreements in need of updating or modernization, or at least agreements or conventions of the UNECE. And we also identified that there was no indication of possible new legal instruments that should be prepared in this forum. That's correct, I think. Okay, we all share the opinion, excellent. Then we are at Chapter 7, Standardization of Technical and Safety Requirements in Inland Navigation. Paragraph 40, indeed, we took note of the reports of the February and the June session, and we endorsed them.
I made a mistake. They were 64th and 65th.
There will be a small correction. It's the
60.
It is the 64th and the 65th, and not the 54th and the 55th session. Thank you for your attention. Then we have paragraph 41, where we approved the draft amendments to the sixth revision of 70, which were already discussed in the, I guess it's the June session. We took note of information on the current status and new developments in the navigation regulations. That's paragraph 42. And then we have the rather important paragraph 43, where indeed we stress the importance of CEVNI as a pan-European set of navigation rule, and we express the opinion that the status of the CEVNI expert group should emphasize by updating its position. And we ask the Secretariat to include this item of the February meeting and ask the Secretariat to prepare terms of references for the group in order to give a boost to 70. So that's where I referred earlier to, and also we have to make a reference to paragraph 43 in the conclusions of the workshop of greening. Any comments on paragraph 43? You're okay with that? I don't see any comments. Then we are on the recommendation on harmonized Europe-wide technical requirements for inland navigation vessels, our resolution 61, revision 2. Paragraph 44, the working party considered and adopted the amendments to appendix 1 of the annex of resolution number 61, revision 2, as resolution number 108. Yes, that's quite factual. I guess no comments on paragraph 44. No, indeed, paragraph 45. Belgium transmitted information of the CCNR. That's also quite factual. No remarks. Paragraph 46. There we had a discussion, but we could not conclude the discussion. To add references of Estrin into the annex of resolution number 61. And since we could not conclude on this item, we just can state who participated in the discussion. Please, Romanian delegation.